So there's some vanilla stuff in there, but a lot of non-vanilla options that are presented.
Another saved phrase on my grinder. You're into older guys. I'm not old, but I'm older than you.
At what age will you disable that and be like, you are correctly assessing me as old?
Oh, well.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't say that. We have older listeners that might take offense to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. You ask me what I will do for my own proclivities.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We have older listeners that might take offense to it.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4709 of BFO for Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to catch you up on what's been going on, and we've got so-so questions. Oh, Big Ready, who cares? Who cares?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Fat One.
Big Fatty, those other people were talking in the background.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a valise packing good morning to you. Hello, dear Gussia's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your dear Gussia's today because y'all, dear Gussie. Tamari Thursday, the Nip and Derwood and I, we fly to Lost Wages, and y'all wishing us a good morning today. That was Miss Bacon and Durwood and the Nip. Big Fatty, is Miss Bacon going to Lost Wages? No, she's very busy. Very busy.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 25th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person on another trip with the Nip, y'all, when we flew out to the Hawaiian back in, when was that? That was back in December of 2018. And I think that was right. Yes, it was. And y'all met him for the first time there. Y'all, he is the other half of the better half of that Woody or Hilby 2000 or whatever you want to call him. Y'all, he came to Big Fatty's rescue when Big Fatty had his last big fall. There in the water on the shore of the Hawaiian, y'all, just as nice as he can be, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Patrick. Big Fatty, we love Patrick. We love Patrick indeed. So, y'all, if you see Woody or Hilby 2000 or Patrick on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Hilby gets him a big old piece of cake. Yes, Fatty!
Happy birthday to you. It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. get off your ass.
Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you for that, and, you know, half, you know, just kind of mediocre bumper there. You know, same tired old thing. You know, nothing original there. No Big Fatty. Y'all, y'all, I received a post over there at the WWW from that Brendan. You know, he's the one that won Miss Bacon's money in the contest to name the Mechanicals. And y'all, he posted over there after listening to last Saturday's Ruination of the Early Years, he says, Big Fatty, I think the Mechanicals were trying to ask so-so questions at the end of this episode. Now, y'all, I wasn't exactly sure what he meant, but,
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
I think a really interesting question for you, the listener, based on this week's deep dive.
Big Fatty built his whole following on that honesty and consistency.
So what seemingly boring, consistent fact of your own life, I don't know, maybe the exact temperature of your shower, the specific route you walk your dog, the amount of time you spend scrolling receipts, what consistent, repeatable fact could you commit to sharing daily?
What uninteresting detail could act as the foundation for building a genuine connection and allow the extraordinary parts of your life to be seen through a truly authentic lens?
That structured consistency really is the secret ingredient to ruination.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into Big Fatty's Week. I'm King.
And I'm Gail.
And crucially, be sure to tune in next weekend for the newest episode of Ruination, The Early Years.
Yeah, I guess y'all, Brendan, thank you so much for bringing that to Big Fatty's attention. Some very so-so questions there, but, you know, they are Mechanicals. So Mechanicals are not eligible for the so-so question contest unless I am overruled. I'm not going to make that determination. We're going to let the so-so question desk decide if the Mechanicals are eligible, because those were absolutely so-so questions. So there you have it. Y'all, other so-so questions here. Let's see. Miss Bacon has said, what's the best advice you think you have ever received? Absolutely a so-so question. Best advice I've ever received, B, Fanny? Shut your pie hole? You know, that's yes, Big Fatty, you don't have an answer. Y'all, if you can't answer a so-so question, it's got to be incredibly so-so. Y'all, we've got some more so-so questions. We're going to go over here to, where is it? It's right here. It's from, well, that's not it. Where is it? Big Fatty, you've lost the so-so questions? I know. They're voice letters. Big Fatty, well, play it.
Hi, I was calling to ask a so-so question. But I feel like after your voicemail taking 15 phone rings before it answered, maybe a better question would be, why the fuck do you have your answering machine set at, what do you call it? The mechanical. Why do you have your mechanical set to answer after 15 rings? But here was my original so-so question. My friend, you know, my best friend, Adam, is run out of things to watch on the streaming services, and I've given him suggestions of things that I think are really good, and he's hated every single one of them. So I was wondering if maybe you could just, what are some just meh kind of shows that you could suggest? You know, not great, not horrible, but just kind of, you know, maybe you forgot you even watched it. You know, oh yeah, that's right, I watched this. Kind of like. So if you could give me or give him rather some examples of that. I really should learn how to talk. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Thank you for calling.
Now, y'all, even though the caller did not identify himself, Big Fatty had so-so of him. It's true. Y'all, I believe after running the call through the voice analyzer, I believe that was that Daniel Bieber from over there at The Mix. And first of all, Daniel, thanks for calling and complaining about the mechanicals. And you absolutely, a so-so question is, why do I have it set for the mechanicals for it to ring 15 times before it answers? And Daniel, you of all people being a sound and technology expert. Yes, Big Fatty, just listen to the mix. Being a technology expert, you absolutely know that Big Fatty has no idea how to set the mechanical to ring 15 times or 2 times. So absolutely a so-so question. And as far as Crooked Hat running out of things to watch on the TV machine. Well, first of all, you know, absolutely a so-so question for me to recommend because you know that Big Fatty is a cheap ass and does not have the streaming services because he doesn't pay for them. Big Fatty, you have the Paramount Plus because it's free with the American Express card. Oh, but y'all, I don't watch anything on it, but I'm signed up for it because I can. Why don't you go watch? I don't even know if it's available, but I know Crooked Hat likes a procedural, epidural, anyway, go watch the old CBS program called what is it called? It's the first years are hard years. I think it's called The Early Years, and it's about students going to class with a crotchety old man. Oh, Big Fatty, you mean like Dr. Stone?
The study of law is something new and unfamiliar to most of you. Unlike any other schooling that you have ever known before.
First years are hard years, much more than we know.
Well, Big Fatty, you fucked up the name of that TV machine show.
I did. Y'all, it's called The Paper Chase. But in my defense, not that I need to defend what I said, because it's a so-so question. It's the song says the first years are hard years, and that's why I just said, and we just talked about Ruination the Early Years. But so go look for The Paper Chase, Crooked Hat.
You teach yourselves the law, but I train your minds. You come in here with a skull full of mush, and if you survive, you leave thinking like a lawyer.
Dear Gussie, y'all, you thought I was gonna forget it. I know. I can hear that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Oh, it's the 25th, and Big Fatty forgot to remind us that it's been two months since Crema and 10 months until Crema. I guess I showed you. Y'all, can you believe it? It has been 2 months since Crema Day, and y'all, the year's just flying by. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, I wanted to mention that and tell you about my Monday. Y'all, it was quite the day. I got up and I, Big Fatty, well, that's a good start. And
And what was I saying? Oh, y'all, I had my coffee, had a piece of cheese toast. Y'all, the big news. Y'all, I turned on the Miss Gail King show, and this happened. Y'all, I thought I was seeing things. Y'all, there was Miss Gail King and Nate Burleson. And y'all, there was Miss Nora O'Donnell. She was back. And y'all, you know, she used to do the CBS This Morning with that Gail King. And y'all, she's back all week long from what I understand. Oh, excuse me, I got the hiccups. Yes, Big Fatty, but she's back. She's got a new book about women in American history. Oh, I've got the hiccups. Big Fatty, hold your breath. Okay, I'm going to hold my breath. Okay, but... Oh, I'm just going to have the hiccups, I guess. But y'all, there she was. And like I say, she's, y'all, I think I read somewhere that they're looking for someone to be the new third person on CBS Mornings. And maybe this is an audition for her. Big Fatty, she didn't need one. She's done it before. Well, maybe so. But anyway, it was nice to see her back. She's looking at me. Fanny, hurry up and finish this episode and go drink water from the opposite side of the glass. Y'all, do you have a hiccup remedy? Big Fanny, that sounds like a so-so question. So she's back. But y'all, I had cheese toast for my breakfast, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, got my share, and then I was off to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. And y'all, every Big Fatty got a grade A. I was able to go to the prize chest and select a special prize out of the treasure chest. And, y'all, I came home and, y'all, I decided that I wanted to mess up the teefy. So y'all, I ate some more of those barbecue ribs that I had for right night, baby. And, y'all, they were delicious. And I had a solid with some, blue cheese dressing on it. And y'all, and then I sat down and y'all, I watched the Jane Pauley show. And y'all, I think that pretty much was my Monday. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, because you gave them to me. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I've got to get the valise out because, you know, I got to pack. Because y'all, tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, 11:39 a.m. in the morning, we get on the aluminium tube of death and fly to Las Vegas, y'all, via Detroit, which we'll rent a Chevrolet Red and ride around. Big Fatty, don't count on it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish. And Kyle, is there anything you want to tell people about the BFO?
We have older listeners that might take offense to it.
Old listeners, they take offense to everything. Can you learn that?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.